About 2.5 years ago, former Florida Governor Charlie Crist signed a bill into law that allows local governments to install red light cameras. The aim was to encourage safe driving. But Democratic Representative Daphne Campbell of Miami is now trying to reverse that law. She sponsored House Bill 4011 to block the use of red light cameras because she says too many low-income families are getting targeted by local governments by putting them in less affluent neighborhoods.
This law is strictly revenue-driven. When you have a law, evidence doesn't prove anyone runs red lights. Cameras manipulated or inaccurate, improperly timed yellow lights to allow cities to issue more red light tickets. This is why some call it cash registers on poles.
The fine residents receive is $158, 83 of which goes to the state. Last year, the state received $51 million in local governments and camera contractors got the rest. But Eric Poole, who represents the Florida Association of Counties, disagrees with Campbell, calling this purely a public safety issue.
When we went through our policy process, our members simply felt that this was an optional tool that counties could use to reduce red light running and hopefully save lives. The issue about whether or not local governments are making money off of this, that was never a part of our discussion. And in fact, if you look at in your staff analysis some of the reports that are coming in from the counties, and these are counties like Palm Beach that have budgets that are in the hundreds of millions, and they're reporting a total revenues in 2011-12 of $294,000. So this was not certainly a revenue issue for those counties.
And law enforcement officers weighed in, too. Mike Fulis with the Florida Sheriff's Association says this has nothing to do with the money. In his case, he says he feels red light cameras saved the life of his son. At the time, the son wasn't aware he had run a red light until both saw the video.
Turned on the video. He ran it. There was no question about it. Dad did not write a $158 check. Son did. You know what? I would write a $158 check if that would stop my son from running red lights, and it has. It's changed his behavior. What I didn't have to do was I did not have to go to a funeral, and I am so happy for that. I'm so thankful this law is in place that has caused other drivers, now I can add my son to that list, that have changed their behavior when they come to a red light intersection.
And Democratic Representative Mike Lellen feels the same way. He's seen his share of horrific accidents during his 26 years as a firefighter and believes red light cameras are a great safety tool. He says he's even learned from them himself.
I think this is solely a public safety issue, and I also was a recipient of a ticket running one of these red lights. So I have a personal experience in not only paying the $158, but that it has also affected my behavior, not only in that particular intersection, but in intersections all around this state.
But Republican Representative Carlos Trujillo, the other sponsor of the bill, says he doesn't buy the public safety argument. He says about 70% of those who appeal their tickets are presumed guilty, and he says millions more never get the chance to appeal their fines. He says that's just unfair.
We start demonizing the argument into it's all about public safety. There's other ways to accomplish this mean. The ways is not indicting a person and presuming them guilty, forcing them to pay a fine, and then prove their innocence.
Lawmakers were divided on the vote, with some Republicans siding with Democrats in voting against the bill. It narrowly cleared the House Economic Affairs Committee on a 10-8 vote. Its next stop is the Appropriations Committee. If it passes there, it will then head to the House floor, but there is currently no Senate sponsor. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.